This is Uranium Spotlight on Tuesday, April 23, 2024. Brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group and their recently announced uranium discovery with joint venture partners Cameco and Orano. With continuous drilling throughout 2024 across their extensive uranium portfolio, PurePoint's potential is clear. And now your host, Chris Frostad.
This week on Uranium Spotlight, miners ignore softening uranium prices. Russian floods put uranium mines at risk. Italians play the odds in nuclear. And a Nigerian uranium project faces a loss of licenses. Last week, the uranium spot price edged down 25 cents to $89.75 a pound, U3O8. The prompt spot market has yet to see a new transaction since April 11th. But a small number of forward deals have been booked over the past week. Several utilities are currently in the midst of term offer evaluations for a variety of forms, but no new term contracts or requests were observed over the last week. The uranium market has witnessed a notable decline in the U3O8 spot price over the last 6 weeks, dropping by just over 5% to $89.75 a pound, while uranium miners experienced modest gains. The retreat in prices attributed to a buyer's strike as prices surpassed $100 a pound reflects strategic buyer behavior, particularly from utilities with ample inventories. Despite this, long-term forecasts indicate a robust demand for uranium, with estimates projecting a doubling of supply requirements by 2040 to meet global energy needs and decarbonization goals. However, supply constraints persist, notably with Kazatomprom, the world's largest producer, unable to meet production targets due to logistical challenges. Junior uranium mining companies are stepping up efforts to address the market deficit, with projects like UR Energy, Shirley Basin, and Global Atomics' DASA project showing promising results. However, geopolitical tensions, particularly in Niger, pose risks to operations. In the U.S., efforts to revitalize nuclear energy include plans to restart the Palisades power plant and considerations for domestic uranium enrichment facilities amid moves to reduce reliance on Russian uranium imports. Experts view the current equity market retracement as a potential entry point, highlighting the enduring supply-demand gap and the need for higher prices to incentivize production. Despite short-term volatility, the long-term outlook remains bullish for uranium. In the Kurgan region of Russia, authorities are raising alarm bells over the potential flooding of a uranium mine. This mine holds around 15 million pounds of natural uranium, and any shutdown could significantly impact uranium prices amid a global supply crunch. Environmentalists and officials are worried about the possibility of uranium contaminating nearby rivers. With the mine's proximity to those waterways and the recurring floods in the area, there's a real risk of increased uranium salts in the water supply. This poses a serious health threat to local residents, as ingestion of radioactive substances like uranium salts can be extremely harmful. While uranium mining is crucial for the energy transition, ensuring the safety of communities near mining sites is paramount. Any threat to public health could lead to a permanent shutdown or even bans of uranium mining in affected areas, causing uranium prices to soar. Rosatom, the state-owned company that operates the mine, claims natural barriers protect it from flooding. However, past incidents and current flood risk call this assertion into question. To continue operating without endangering locals or facing backlash, Rosatom must invest in safety measures to prevent flooding and halt the leaching of dangerous materials into the water supply. Recent polls suggest that despite the government's stance, a majority of Italians are actually in favor of nuclear power. In fact, if a referendum were held today, 51% would vote for new nuclear plants. Among them, 24% are definitely in favor, while 27% are probably in favor. On the other hand, 26% are against it, with 16% definitely against and 10% probably against. Interestingly, 23% remain unsure. Even more encouragingly, nearly 60% of young Italians under 34 support nuclear power, signaling a positive future for it in Italy's energy mix. Concerning safety perceptions, a significant portion of Italians, 71%, believe that both large-scale conventional reactors and small modular reactors are safe. Even more, 75% consider microreactors safe. However, there is a misconception about emissions. While 68% think large-scale reactors are zero emissions and 72% believe the same for SMRs, it's essential to note that all reactors produce minimal emissions, primarily during construction, making them amongst the cleanest energy sources. Interestingly, there's confusion about availability. While 64% believe large-scale reactors are already operational, the reality is they're the ones currently in use globally, whereas SMRs are still in development in most places. Additionally, most Italians prefer not to have a nuclear reactor in their vicinity, with only 39% willing to have one within 20 kilometers. Despite this, there's a strong desire to learn more about nuclear power, with nearly 80% expressing interest in topics like plant design, reactor safety, and waste management. David Crane, the United States Department of Energy Undersecretary for Infrastructure, emphasizes the critical role of advanced nuclear in our clean energy future, especially with rising demand across the globe. He points out that the key obstacle hindering these affordable energy sources is permitting reform. Traditionally, nuclear demand grew at a sluggish rate of about 0.5% annually over the past decade. However, Crane predicts a significant shift, with growth potentially reaching 5-6% per year. The current U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission's permitting system isn't equipped for the influx of smaller, more advanced reactors needed for the energy transition. But some states are taking proactive steps. Over 200 nuclear-related laws are now in the pipeline at state legislatures, a sharp increase from previous years. Wyoming, for instance, passed a groundbreaking law in 2020, allowing the replacement of old coal plants with advanced nuclear technology. TerraPower, backed by Bill Gates, plans to launch a small modular reactor in Wyoming by 2030. Michigan is also making strides. The Palisades plant is set to reopen under Holtec's management, with plans to introduce Holtec's small modular reactors. Virginia is investing in the future of nuclear energy by funding an energy career cluster to train skilled technicians and establishing a state-supported energy lab. These initiatives aim to foster innovation and facilitate the transition to new reactors, potentially revitalizing communities affected by coal mine closures. Furthermore, 10 states have lifted their bans on building reactors since 2016, with two more considering similar actions. This collective momentum signifies a growing recognition of nuclear power's role in the evolving energy landscape. Goviex Uranium is facing a significant setback as its Maduela uranium project in Niger risks losing its license if the mine doesn't commence operations by July 3rd. The company's shares plummeted nearly 25% to 9.5 cents, hitting a four-year low, resulting in the valuation of $82.9 million. The junta government, which took control after a coup last July and holds a 20% stake in the project, could potentially revoke Goviex's mining permit. Despite this, Goviex remains committed to the project, engaging in discussions with Niger's military leaders to find a solution that aligns with the law and protects the company's rights. The company is striving to secure over $200 million in debt financing for the estimated $343 million project, which aims to establish an open pit and underground mine with a lifespan of over 20 years. Maduela, forecasted to produce nearly 2.7 million pounds of uranium annually, could elevate Niger's status in uranium production globally. The project boasts significant reserves, with proven and probable reserves of 5.4 million tons of uranium oxide and 123.1 parts per million molybdenum. The feasibility study projects a production of 50.8 million pounds of uranium oxide over the mine's life. Despite the promising prospects, Goviex faces challenges in securing funding amidst fluctuating commodity prices. Additionally, the company maintains other projects in Zambia and recently sold its Falia project in Mali. And that wraps up your Uranium Spotlight coverage for this week. For more news and events from the world of uranium, please tune in next week to Uranium Spotlight.
You've been listening to Uranium Spotlight, your weekly podcast dedicated to delivering the latest news and events shaping the uranium fuel market and its critical role in the global energy landscape. Brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group. PurePoint actively operates a portfolio of advanced uranium projects in the world's richest uranium district and has established partnerships with some of the largest uranium suppliers worldwide. While our passion for this subject is undeniable, it's essential to clarify that the information presented here is not investment advice. Instead, our goal is to offer an unbiased and comprehensive review of recent events that could impact uranium prices. Join us again next Tuesday for Uranium Spotlight.